So here we are in Advent, starting the liturgical year again with year A. In case you didn't know, there's 3 years that we go through, A, B, C. That follows the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So this year we're going to be reading Matthew. I don't know about how many of you have gone on a spiritual retreat. When I was in the seminary, we had an opportunity every year to do a 7-day silent retreat. And it was meant to be a time when we took a step back and reflected on our lives to discern our vocation. You know, am I called to be a priest? Is this something I'm supposed to do? And to really seek the Lord and allow Him to guide us and lead us either towards or away from the priesthood. I usually relish these opportunities as kind of a chance to pray, change his pace a little bit, to do some spiritual reading, and maybe go for a walk or a hike each day or a run. It was always a beautiful time, no matter whether the Lord was quiet and didn't say a whole lot, or if there was, you know, a lot of action and He was speaking a lot and very clearly or intensely about something. Almost inevitably, it would take some time to get settled into the retreat. Maybe you've had that experience before. To get into the routine of it, to allow the mind to kind of let go of the day-to-day things that are part of our lives. To let all that go and say, okay, I'm here to pray and be with the Lord. It's kind of like when you go on vacation, I suppose it's a similar sort of thing. One of the most important things that, for me, that I found was I had to get my room, get the key, get in there and figure it out, and then take a nap. Once I had caught up on my sleep, I was usually ready to begin the retreat. I mention this today because as we begin Advent, I felt a huge desire and a longing to enter more intentionally into this time with the Lord. A great retreat, perhaps, He has in store for us. Advent is a time where we are meant to slow down our lives. I think of turning down the noise, if you will, on the radio or whatever, the TV. In the liturgical season, we allow these sort of pregnant pauses in our liturgy, where we allow Christ to speak to us, to allow silence to reign in our lives. Now, I know many of you, for many of you, this is probably challenging, right? Because the church is saying, slow down, ponder, listen, and the world around us is saying, go out, go by, do great things, and it's really important that you do all these things. You got to bake the cookies and find the tree, and so it's kind of like two messages we're hearing. And yet, I think if we allow the Lord to lead us into this silence, I think it'll make a huge difference in how we experience not just our lives now, but that day when we come to Christmas. So it can be as profound as going on a retreat, or it can be as simple as just turning off the TV or disconnecting the Wi-Fi for the next 4 weeks. Might be really a challenge. I don't know if that's possible, but you might try something like that. Taking time to slow down and to notice God. When's the last time that you had a chance to sit in silence? And not just an exterior silence, but an interior silence, to allow the mind to rest in the Lord. We have this time to await the coming of Christ, to ponder the reality that Jesus came as a child to prepare our hearts to receive Him into our lives. Isaiah urges us, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of God, to the house of the God of Jacob, that He may instruct us in His ways, and we may walk in His paths. So this is kind of entering into that retreat house, if you will, in my mind. We are going up the mountain. We're preparing to meet the Lord. It's as if we are all receiving an invitation. Come up to the Lord's house, and there you will be instructed. There you will incubate, if you will, this life of grace. When we can prepare a place in our hearts, there's that place where Christ can come. That's when our lives can change. I think of what it's like when company comes over. When I was younger, my mother would go around on a tirade cleaning and telling everybody, you got to do this, you got to clean that, and make sure everything's put in the closet so that, you know, they don't see it. And I know now, as an adult, when somebody comes to my place, I have a rectory now, it's great, you know. That last 4 months is like, hey, I have a place to invite people to. It's nice. But when people come over, it's like, oh, I want to make sure it's nice and it's clean and they have a place to stay or whatever. And so I know that experience. A good preparation makes the coming of the guest more enjoyable. You can spend time with them rather than scurrying around trying to get everything done. So this is an opportunity for us. It's an opportunity to prepare a place for the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. By entering the house of the Lord, we step away from the noise and the chatter around us and come to the Lord with expectation. In my mind, it's as if we are setting out on a retreat. To make a retreat effective, we need to settle into it and set aside anything that distracts us from its purpose. This Advent, perhaps we could consider the ways that we could avoid the inevitable noise that the world engages in. Is there a way which we can avoid the secular hype and stay awake, if you will, stay awake to what is really happening, and thus be attentive to the Lord by entering into the silence and the contemplation of this season? To be awake, then, is not simply to allow the frenzy of the secular world to drive our actions, but rather to allow ourselves the chance to ponder the great mystery of the Incarnation, Christ becoming one of us. We are not simply beginning the holidays or the shopping season. These secular labels completely miss the greater reality of this time. To take our cues from the rush around us will leave us exhausted. And at the end of the 4 weeks of Advent, we'll just say, I'm glad that's over, you know, rather than really entering into it and saying, ah, yes, we finally arrived, and I'm excited to enter into this season of Christmas. If instead we enter the spirit of Advent and we begin this journey, much like I think of a mother who patiently awaits as the child grows in her womb and grows and matures, she becomes aware of the child. We too are meant to enter into the season of waiting and expectation. If we are able to do that, we will arrive at Christmas with a true openness and a true joy at what has been profoundly anticipated. The Lord will find us awake and ready to receive Him. What a gift to the Lord and a great grace that would be to us. So I've done many retreats, and almost none of them have turned out the way I expected. So that's something, just a warning. If you go on a retreat this Advent, you have to be ready for whatever the Lord wants to do. Some were wildly exciting. Others were baffling or bewildering. But the most important thing on any retreat is, did I encounter the Lord? Not that I wanted to do all these things, I wanted to pray this book, or I wanted to, you know, get an answer to this question, but did I encounter the Lord? Did I meet God? Did I give Him time to speak to me? Whether I understood what He was saying or not, did I give Him time to speak to me? So I challenge each of us to enter into the season of reflection. Let us endeavor to be awake to what the Lord wants to do in our lives. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.